Good evening to you. It's 7 after 7 p.m. Another Tuesday evening and we are live on Joy 99.7 FM. This is Geek Squad with your girl, Adobia Brichum. Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN, everywhere you go. We are still in the month of October. In fact, the second week for Geek Squad. And last week, we started a conversation on how we can combat misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation in our country, Ghana. And I believe that there were so many things that we learned there. If you missed it, we have it on YouTube and on Facebook at Joy 99.7 FM. After tonight's show, you can just go ahead and check that out. We also have it on our podcast as well. Tonight, we are going to continue our conversation, but in a different aspect altogether because it is still Cyber Security Awareness Month. And so we want to empower you, our listeners and our viewers. I have my guests and we'll be getting into our conversation because we want to know how best we can navigate the different privacy settings that we have on our various social media accounts and other online accounts that we have. Before we get into the conversation, we would like to share with you what has been happening in the past week in the tech space. So why not take a listen to the emerging tech trends? We'll be right back after that.
And welcome to another exciting episode of Emerging Tech Trends on Joy Geek Squad. My name is Denicia Poma AJ. In our headlines, Gmail for iOS gets an AI assistant to help manage your inbox. Also, Meta announces MovieGen, an AI-powered video generator. Google Docs will let users organize information into tabs. And finally, Google is testing verified checkmarks in Search. Let's settle for the details now. Google is launching iOS support for its Gmail ONA feature, which includes a Gemini-powered AI assistant to help manage inboxes. This feature, already available on web and Android, offers an easier way to find specific information in emails and Google Drive. Meta has unveiled a new AI-powered video generator, MovieGen, that creates high-definition videos with sound. This announcement follows OpenAI's release of its text-to-video model, Sora, although MovieGen is not yet publicly accessible. The tool uses text inputs to generate new videos and edit existing footage or images. Google Docs is adding tabs to help organize and locate information in longer documents. Announced in April, this feature is now rolling out to all Google Workspace and personal accounts, though it may take a few weeks to be fully available. Google stated that tabs will aid users in drafting and managing content efficiently. And finally, Google is testing a new verification feature in Search to help users avoid fake or fraudulent links. Some users now see blue check marks next to business links indicating the company is legitimate, similar to verification badges on platforms like Meta and Apple. And that's it for this week's episode of Emerging Tech Trends on Joy Geek Squad. My name is Denicia Pomaiji. Catch you same time next week.
Welcome back. Thank you for sticking with us. This is Geek Squad with your girl, Adobia Brichum. Tonight, we are having a conversation on how we can navigate our social media accounts by updating and setting our privacy settings, basically, and some safety tips. And as I mentioned, I have my guests here with me. We are going to continue the conversation because they were with me last week. I have with me Eric Kweku Mensah. He is the lead financial crimes and anti-money laundering at eCrime Bureau. Eric, you're welcome back.
Thank you very much.
I also have with me Emmanuel K. Gadasu. He is a cybersecurity expert, data protection officer, and a member of Institute of IT Professionals Ghana. Emmanuel, you're welcome.
Thank you for having me once again.
Great. We started a conversation last week. And because we are still in the month of October and it's Cybersecurity Awareness Month, we believe it's a good time just to be empowering our listeners and also educating them for certain things that they may not be aware of, or even if they are aware of, we are reminding them of the things that they have to do. And that's how come we are having this conversation. So for you listening to me, I think I just asked MFA before we started the show tonight. The question was, when last did you update your privacy settings on your WhatsApp, YouTube, your Facebook, any social media account, X, anything at all? We want to find out, when last did you do this? It's something that is necessary, and that's why we are having a conversation. We would like to hear from you. You can send us your message on the WhatsApp number 055-111-1997. 055-111-997. Let us hear from you. So to my guests, I think the first question, and MFA even asked me that, is it even necessary to be updating our privacy settings? I'm going to start with you, Eric. Is it even necessary to be updating our privacy settings?
In fact, it's absolutely necessary.
Okay.
Because, you know, when we create social media profiles or accounts, oftentimes they ask a lot of questions, and you put in your name, your date of birth, email address, and a whole lot of things, right? Now, the risk is that when you put everything in there, the risk is the social media platform will display everything to the public. So it is important that you pick, you know, there are some, how do I call it? There are some settings on it, right? If, let's say, you want the public to see your number, you can either turn it on or off.
Yeah.
When turn it off, it means that, you know, either they should not see your number or they should see that kind of thing, right? So you should be able to have control over what someone should see and what someone should not see, right? I'm sure the conversation would actually develop to the extent where you can decide who, pick who should see your profile, right? And even who should even tag you. This is so critical. And, you know, I am within the cybersecurity space, and sometimes when you don't set some kind of privacy on your account, criminals, particularly social engineers, can, you know, pick your information and then defraud you. They'll craft a story around yourself and they'll put it back to you. You believe it is you, and then you fall prey to their scheme. So it's so important that you, you know, you set your privacy.
So that you don't have your information out there.
Yeah.
Being susceptible to anyone getting access. Emmanuel, what do you say to that?
Okay, so first of all, let's
look at why it's important.
Yes, what is privacy in the first place? Okay, so simply put, privacy is the control you have over the information about yourself.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So time immemorial, from Adam's time, privacy started with our bodily privacy, where you control what you wear and, you know, keeping your part of your body. And this has, you know, has journeyed on to this time where we are controlling not only our bodily features, but the information about us.
Yeah.
So the privacy settings, what do they do for you to warrant that you always have to visit that place and make changes? You are controlling the information about you. So even though, for example, right now I have put certain information there, with time, I may not want people to see it, depending on the situation and the circumstance where I find myself. So that's why it is important. Else, you don't have any control over that information. So if you don't visit those areas, it means you don't have any privacy.
That's the whole point.
You are not able to control the information people have, what they see, what they do with you online. That's what it means. Yeah.
So it's actually necessary that all these social media platforms have that as a feature, so that I can determine the kind of information that I want people to see in the first place.
Exactly. Yeah.
So now the need for us to be visiting that oftentimes in order to update it.
Yeah.
So now, can we talk about some of the social media handles and how we can even, some basic things that we can look at? I think you gave an example earlier, Eric, by saying you may even put your date of birth, your phone number and all that, but at a point you realize that, no, this is not information I want the public to know.
Yeah.
And sometimes, like, the way we have, when you are doing any kind of software during your installation, you see a series of so many things. You don't really read through it. You just go ahead, accept. We go ahead and do that. Yeah. And before you know it, if this is the social media platform, what are the basic things that people should be looking at least to keep their information, the critical ones, private? I'll start first with you, okay. Emmanuel.
Quite a lot of people do not know the implications of what they put on social media. A lot of people, yeah. They have no
Why
idea.
Why do you say that?
Yes, because of the way they provided the information. One, because they were requirement by Facebook or mm-hmm. that particular platform. Mm-hmm. So you provided it. And you don't know the implications. Yeah. So your date of birth, you put it there. I remember one issue, mm-hmm. a friend of mine, who the friend owes her. On Facebook, she wanted to send a message reminding her of the payment. Mm-hmm. She didn't use Messenger. So she posted it on the person's timeline.
Oh my.
You can imagine. I am not talking about an illiterate. Yeah, I'm talking about somebody with a master's degree.
But you know, sometimes this even happens on WhatsApp. You are sending someone exactly. a direct message and before you know it's on a group.
It's on a group. So those are the things that people have to be. So in the initial, because they are a requirement, and at times because people don't know how it will look like. So for example, you going to share, by the time you realize you have shared your entire gallery.
Yeah.
To the apps, and they have control by that. Yeah. By the time you click one or two things, mm-hmm. some pictures or other information, yeah. you wouldn't want to go out there. They are out there.
Okay.
So the initial thing is that a lot of people do not even understand it in the first place. Mm. And you know why these things happen?
Let me know.
We don't like reading to know. People think the fact that you see
people... To hide something from a black man.
Yes. The fact that you see people, using their phone, they can post pictures and their things are mm-hmm. nice on Facebook. You also want to do it. People have not read about this thing before starting to use.
Exactly.
So he starts the car because it's automatic. He starts controlling the steer. He's the driver.
If I move and it goes, I'm fine.
Exactly. Yeah. So that is my initial distance to this kind of platforms. Yeah.
Good.
So some of the basic privacy settings that we can just put in place so that we protect ourselves, Eric.
So, in fact, Ima has started very right. So, I'm just going to continue from where he ended. When we're discussing, we mentioned about, posting things and the rest. One of the things that we forget is to also determine what someone can post and tag us in. Right? So
can we give an example?
So for example...
Like Facebook
on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Let me just use Facebook because it's very, very popular. You post something and then you decide to tag me in the post because you feel I was also present at the event or party. Right. Now, once you post it and tag me, you should be me, Eric. I'm supposed to be able to approve that what you posted should appear on my timeline. So that is one key thing, being able to determine what should appear on your timeline. And oftentimes, and I'm going to do this broadly, right? You go to your settings, you go to privacy. So whether Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and the rest, usually those controls are within the settings, right? So you go to settings, and sometimes you see security and privacy. Sometimes you go to accounts before you can be able to see your security and privacy, right? So when you go in there, you have to either check or uncheck whether to approve tags on your timeline.
Mm-hmm.
That is one. Now, two is profile control. So once you have your profile in there, you should be able to determine what about you can be seen or should be seen by the outsider. So like I did mention earlier, your date of birth, sometimes your email, sometimes very sensitive things about you, right? You should be able to control that. And all this I'm talking about, listeners, when you go to your settings, right, you'll be able to get it. Sometimes you go to your profile, the profile settings I'm talking about, when you go to your profile, where you have your picture appearing, right, you see your date of birth, you see your email address, you see location, you see where you went to school and all that. You should be able to either check or uncheck some of those buttons in there, right? Now, another angle, which most people don't know, is that when, let's say, I go to Facebook right now and I look for you.
Mm-hmm.
Ordinarily, I should be able to see you.
Yes.
Even though I'm not your friend and or I'm not, you know, related to you in any way. But you have the right to tell the social media platform that you are on, right? That if an outsider searches for me, they should not be able to see me. But I want my friend's friend to be able to see me when they search for me. So you get where I'm getting to. So you can be able to set your profile.
There should be some connection.
Connection before you can. So once you go in there, you should be able to say, okay, this profile of mine, I want only my friends to be able to see. All these things that we are talking about are in the settings. You go to your profile and you see the, how do I call it? The subsections in there, right? Then you set whether you want your friends only to see what you have in there, or your friend's friend, or everyone should see your posts.
Yeah.
Right, that is another angle. But let me add just one thing, right? Mm-hmm. Another part of privacy, right? And this one I'll talk about the two-step verification. Because certainly, we all know that there's a lot of hacking and people taking over accounts and the rest. So I just want to add this, that once you are setting all those privacy related things, right, make sure you set the two-step verification. They are all in the settings category of all your social media platforms. You go in there so that you can even add your number, you can add, you know, biometric, you can add authenticator. There are different options. So that once you enter your username and password, you should get some kind of token or to verify that it is you before you can be able to go in there, right?
So at least these are some basic things that people can have in place in order to keep them safe. And it's very necessary. I think you started touching on how hackers can sometimes have access to people's accounts. I'll come to you, Emmanuel. There are some people who may have had accounts on some of these social media platforms, but for a very long time, they don't use it. And we've spoken about hackers sometimes getting access. If there's someone with an account like that for a very long time, they've not been using it, what are some of the things that they can put in place so that the information that they have about themselves is limited out there or probably not seen at all?
Okay. All right. As Kweku was giving the direction, I just went to my settings and, you know, everything. Things that I have been tagged in, I can see all of them. Mm-hmm. So if I don't approve of it, I can delete it immediately.
Good.
So either you prevent it or even after the action has taken place, you have the control to actually delete this one.
Yeah.
All right. A lot of people have multiple, you know, accounts on Facebook or the social media. So they even intend to forget about most of these ones that they have created in the past.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Occasionally, I do profiling on myself. I set my name, Emmanuel Gadasu. And I see a lot of accounts.
A Google search.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
A Google search.
Yeah.
And I go through all of them. Mm-hmm. There are some people in India who are called Gadasu, Emmanuel Gadasu. Just the name. My, on Facebook, you see my name. That's exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. But that is not me.
I do that from time to time.
Yeah. Exactly. To check. Yeah. You know, you need to do some cleanup and so that you know.
You're actually safe out there.
Exactly. All right. So now, if you have a profile that you are not going to use, at times people decide to go off Facebook for a while or any of the social media platform, the option is there for you to lock the profile. So for example, if you lock your Facebook profile right now, your images, it changes to a Facebook logo, some logo with a shield. That shows that it is blocked. So that means that no activity can be happening on it until you reactivate or you unlock it. So it is very important that you don't just say you are not going to go there, but you put in place the necessary measures to prevent other people.
So some people would probably decide to do social media cleansing or something.
Yes.
If you know you don't want to be out there, you can
lock it. And that is it. So you are locked. No activity will be happening until you unlock it. So it is important.
Yeah.
Or if you don't, as a result of one or two issues, they leave that account and go and create a new one.
Yeah.
It doesn't absolve you from the ownership of that account.
Mm.
It is still in your name.
Yeah.
And if anything happens, using that account.
It will be traced to you.
Legally, you will be held responsible. Kweku will trace you and say it is this account. And who owns that account? It is you that owns the account. Because probably your emails and other details are there, indicating you are the owner. So it does not absolve you. So if you know you are not going to use that previous account, ensure that they are deleted. You can actually delete those accounts. I know Facebook have a filter that you leave it for some time, even when you die. Some time limited to self-destruct and delete itself.
Yeah.
Some number of days for inactivity. Mm-hmm. That means you are no longer there and other things. Yes. So all these features must be activated. And you see, the problem is people getting to know what is available. So be responsible for your own social media account. Mm-hmm. Take control over it and ensure that you put in place the appropriate measures.
Yeah.
So at least either you delete the profile or you lock the profile as and when you want to go back to social media. Well, I admire people who can sometimes take some time off. Right now, I don't think I can. Because I'm unable to do that. Well, maybe per the spheres we find ourselves.
Of course.
You need to go and read the news, what is happening, the latest thing, you know.
Pick intelligence like, on what's happening.
Snapchat, for example. I have Snapchat, I know that they can disturb very much. But as a technology person, I need to understand.
Yeah.
From a security point of view, I need to understand so that at times I can, you know, help people. And you know my story, the first time I started using iPad, that was 2011. I was forced to go and buy iPad because one big man asked me, you know, I was an IT person in one of these places. He asked me to come and teach him how to use iPad. Actually, the sons were two in the US. Everybody bought him one, so he had two. And I was supposed to go and show him how to use it. But meanwhile, I don't even own an iPad. How am I going to do? So I was forced to go and buy an iPad. So yes, I don't need to be using Snapchat or active on those platforms before I can help somebody. Because that is my field, I need to have them.
I
have TikTok and all those things, but I don't even go there. I go there to learn the future so that I can educate people, but not necessarily using them for daily activities or something like that. That's why I admire those people who can stay off.
Decide to go off a bit.
Your digital well-being, right?
So, Eric, let me ask you this. Someone decides to go off, and for a reason, at a point, they realize they can't access the account. I think it would be good for us to take our listeners through how they can prevent hackers from getting access to their accounts. Could you walk us through that?
So primarily, right, one of the very prevalent schemes that we all know is that these criminals usually target your username and a password, right? As for username, of course, it can be out there, but your password. So typically what happens is that you get people call you, right, to tell you that your Facebook, you know, they are trying to do some security settings and all that. So kindly share either your OTP or password. You know, there are ways that these cyber criminals are able to social engineer people. Sometimes they even send you a link. I know in our trainings at eCrime, we do more of hands-on trainings, right? So what typically we do when we are demonstrating the ability of somebody actually taking over your social media account is to create a phishing link. So there are educational platforms, tools that we use for that. So we can actually clone that all the social media platforms, right, for educational purposes, just to teach you that this is what the criminal can do. Once you click on this link, it's able to get you to type in your username and password. It goes to them, then they redirect you to the genuine site, right? So that is one in there. Now, I know we are talking about social media. Most of the times, our focus is on Facebook, IG, and the rest.
Mm-hmm.
WhatsApp is also a social media.
Yeah.
Right. So, listeners listening to us, there has been an upsurge in WhatsApp account takeover. Right. So, ensure that anybody that calls you with a story of they creating a group and, you know, they want you to give, you know, them your 6-digit code, right? Never ever give those codes to them, because we've seen over time that these criminals take over the WhatsApps and impersonate the owners of the accounts and use it for, you know, fraudulent purposes. So please, if you are a listener listening now, your WhatsApp code is private to you. If you are not the one transferring your WhatsApp account from one phone to the other, never share this WhatsApp code to outsiders, right? It's so important. Now, I just want to add this because I think it is very critical. We've seen at eCrime a lot of reports of organizations, right, having their social media accounts compromised. So you can imagine if, God forbid, my joy, right, you have a lot of followers and a criminal takes over your, you know, Facebook account or IG account, it's going to be very, 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 a very serious thing. So yeah, please, organizations listening, right, this education is right for you.
Yeah.
The officers that man your social media account, mm-hmm, those who do the management of your social media account, need to go through training so that they can be able to identify phishing attacks and the rest to be able to secure your systems. Also, always profile the social media page. I think Ima mentioned that. This goes to even organizations so that they will be able to see any impersonation of their brand online. Yeah.
So there's a need for us to be checking our social media handles from time to time. And not only that, we would have to be careful anytime you get any kind of call, especially on WhatsApp, asking you for a verification code, and you know you've not initiated any such action. Please don't share it with anyone. We're having a conversation on how you can navigate your privacy settings on your social media handles. I'm having a conversation with Eric Kweku Mensah and Emmanuel Gadasu. You can send us your message on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. 055-1111-997. We would like to hear from you. If you have any questions based on what we have discussed so far, you can send it through our WhatsApp number. We'll be opening the phone lines too at a point so that you can call in and ask your question or share your thoughts. We have a message. Good evening. How are you and your invited guests? We are well, thank you. Thanks for your education, please. I want to know if someone has your OTP after registering your number in a particular group, is there any means you can take it out without their knowledge for sake of stealing my data? This is from Hayford Battle. I want to go over the question again. He says, if someone has your OTP after registering your number, so this would be your WhatsApp, I believe, in a particular group, is there any means you can take it out of that group without their knowledge for sake of stealing the person's data, as in the ones whose phone has been taken over?
Probably. Yes, okay. The greatest tool or what any criminal will use to control you is the OTP. First time for one-time password.
Yeah.
So it's a password. That's the key you have given to your door. So once the person enters, either you forcibly or find other means, other legal means of removing the person. At that moment, the person is in charge. However, because you still have access to the room and you are the owner, you may know a lot of more ways to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so first of all, you would have to remove yourself from the group. Because the OTP, once it is gone, then what you can quickly do, you have to do another one before the person enters. So let's say the person has the key to your room. Quickly, you create another key before the person gets to your door. So you can quickly redo so that another OTP is sent, and that one, you don't give it to that individual. And now one other critical thing, you see, the people now, they wouldn't tell you it is as a result of your WhatsApp or you say, oh, sorry, I was sending some code to somebody and it got to you. That's a deceit.
Yeah.
So they wouldn't relate it to the activity they are conducting, but just that, I mistakenly sent what some code to you. It's a 6-digit code.
So more or less, check your phone. You check may your have phone received
and
the send number.
It, yes, and of course, by the time you check, you have received it. So the issue is never send any code mistakenly done by anybody whatsoever to anybody.
I mean, if it's your phone and you have received a particular code on it,
yes,
and someone calls you somewhere and tells you that,
ever.
There's no way you should share it.
Yes, never try that. So yes, so remove yourself from the group. Since it's a group, remove yourself from that group before they start attacking you. Then immediately go and reset your password to your accounts.
And I think as we are talking about this, you mentioned the two-step verification.
Yeah. Yes.
It's important that we set that up also on WhatsApp if you haven't done that.
All your social media platforms.
Yes.
Two-step verification.
Yes.
And Eric mentioned one other to the authenticators.
Yes.
Okay. Google has one.
Yeah.
Microsoft has, and there are quite a lot of them. But I think Google and Microsoft they are, you know, standard ones.
Good.
All right.
Good.
So that one also would generate some 6-digit keys to you before you can log in onto your platform. So we should learn to download this thing at least. Don't have any account that is not a two-factor authenticating.
So far as it's out there, public facing, there's a need to put the verification on it, multi-factor authentication, so that at least if you are accessing it anywhere at any point in time, you have that prompt. It comes to your phone or your email. You verify it yourself. If anybody tries to access it, like through anyone who is a hacker, for instance, once they get that information, they wouldn't be able to proceed because they will not have access to your email or your phone. So we definitely need to set this up if we have not done that.
I think we need to drum home securely to our listeners is that, you see, your phone is a critical element when it comes to dealing with passwords and security of your device.
Passwords,
your phone. Your phone. So make sure you always have access to your phone at all point in time. No one should have access to your phone. Your phone number, if it changes, let people be aware. If somebody calls you and
I was
linked
to so many things, Ghana card and all that.
If someone asks you to put off your phone for a while, why should somebody order you to put off your phone? Never do that. Never ever do that. If you find that people are disturbing with mobile money prompts and that, report it to MTN.
Yeah.
It's very important.
Yes.
Richard, I just want to add this because of the conversation, right? On the OTP, I'm sure your listeners might have situations where their WhatsApp accounts have been taken over. It's so important that you quickly report, and there's an avenue on the WhatsApp app that you use to report. Usually what happens is that when you report to Meta. You tell them specifically what happened, right? Maybe my account has been taken over and all that. They'll do their own investigations. I'm sure by 3 days' time, the person who has taken over your accounts will be deactivated. You might not get the number instantly at that time, but that person will be deactivated. Then after about 6 to 7 days, your number will be restored to you after they've done their own investigation. So I think I thought of sharing this so that anybody who has fallen prey now and is listening, please report and use someone else's WhatsApp account to report that your number has been taken over, and expect that Meta, which the parent company, would do some action, take some actions on it. Right.
Thank you so much for sharing that. We're having a conversation on how we can navigate our privacy settings on our social media handles. I'm having a conversation with Eric Kweku Mensah and Emmanuel Gadasu. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adubia Brichum. Geek Squad is brought to you by MTN. MTN, everywhere you go. Now, you know, we all have those days when you are low on everything. Energy, time, cash, and even data and airtime. Well, that's why MTN Extra Time is an airtime and data advanced service that allows you to make calls or browse the internet even when you have insufficient balance. All you have to do is to dial *506#. *506#. Go through the prompts and select the amount of airtime or data you need. It's more than simple. Doing your favorite things on MTN means you don't get interrupted, even when you are low on airtime or data. Do remember that all terms and conditions apply. We're having a conversation on how you can navigate your social media privacy settings. Do stay tuned. We will be right back after this break.
If home is where the heart is, then let's go home, shall we? Let's go where the entertainment is, where the passion is, where the laughter is, and sometimes even the tears too. Let's go where we feel safe enough to share our opinions
and send tweets,
where we do that embarrassing little dance to our favorite song. Let's go home. where the love, the care, and the joy live.
There's no place like home. Connect your home to super fast internet with affordable data bundles from MTN Home. Visit broadband.mtn.com.gh or your My MTN app to sign up today. MTN.
Growing up, when I was young, we used to do this milk conco stuff. We use them for cars, all right? But when I completed GHS, I couldn't continue. But I decided to go into apprenticeship training. That is where I found my dream.
This Wednesday on the Joy Business Fan, Icon Autotech, the automotive service center providing comprehensive care for vehicles. Founder and CEO Isaac Nate will tell us what makes Icon Autotech unique.
If you cannot bring your vehicle here, call us. We can come to your house, pick it up, work on it, and give it back to you or deliver it to you. We also have mobile vans that we move around to service vehicles for customers. You know, some big cars, they don't want them their cars to come out. So what we do is that we move to your house, mount the paint booth, then we paint the car in your house.
Icon Autotech on the Joy Business Van this Wednesday on TV, radio, online, and on ground. The Joy Business Van, powered by Joy Business and supported by Echo Bank, the Pan-African Bank, and MTN. What are we doing today?
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Bridgem. Tonight we are having a conversation on how you can navigate your privacy settings on your social media handles. And I'm having this conversation with Eric Kwekumensah and Emmanuel Gadasu. And so far we have shared with you the need for updating these settings as often as possible because it's your information that is out there. And just before we went on the break, I think one of the things that we were discussing was how sometimes even WhatsApp now you get messages from people. Someone may just call you and tell you you've received a verification code. What should you do about it? And there are times that you can just get a random message. You can read a message and know this thing is not anything good. But oftentimes people just go ahead and ignore. We want to touch on that, the reporting process. I think Eric mentioned something earlier, how when your account even has been taken over, you can ask someone to help you in reporting it. Emmanuel, just help us through how we can be reporting issues that we may have on our different social media handles.
Okay. Generically, if it's about fraud, crime, and etc., the first point of call in Ghana is the Cyber Security Authority.
Okay, but just before we continue with that, our phone line is open. You can reach us on the number 0302-216-541. 0302-216-541. If you have any questions based on the discussions that we are having so far, you can call us or you can send us your message on the WhatsApp number 055-1111-997. Yes, please, you can go ahead with the number.
So in Ghana, anything having to do with cyber crime and other things, the first point of call should be the Cyber Security Authority. Yeah. They have the technology, the links. They can call Facebook to shut down something.
Yeah.
They can call Google Play App Store to remove a particular app. They can control all that. That's how far they can go. So they are very, very powerful institution. Yeah. All right. So on their email is reports@csa.gov.gh. reports@csa.gov.gh. You can call their number 292 292. You just dial it will go there straight, or SMS 292, or their WhatsApp number is also 050 160 3111, 050 160 3111. Or they have a mobile apps also, CSA Ghana.
Okay, we have a caller. All right, just hi, good evening. The great
good evening.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, please. Where are you calling us from?
Calling you from Osu, Accra.
Okay. The great Akono.
Yes.
Let us hear from you.
That is the name.
Yes.
Okay. So, should I move on?
Yes, please. Let us hear from you.
Oh, okay. So, for example, today I went to a cafe site and this is what happened. Somebody has bought the data and he was browsing. Then along the line, it seems that his data finished and he left there. So I went to... Hello?
We can hear you. Please continue.
Okay. So I went to the cafe there and I took the same computer and I realized that the person's Facebook account and Gmail account that he has opened appeared. Mm. Can you hear me?
Yes, yes.
With his password. And I was like, why didn't the person log out? Mm. So here we can see that most of these fraudsters, you know, take the password from a cafe site. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, the person left his Facebook account on close. He left his email account on close. And most of his social media accounts on close. So I was like, wow, if I'm a criminal or mm-hmm. I'm a fraudster, I'll just go there. I saw the person's password. I saw his email password. And I read most of his email messages. And I was like, how can you leave your, you know, account, mm-hmm. you know, close like that? You know, most people also go there, go to the cafe side, especially where they print and type documents mm-hmm. and give their password to secretaries there. Mm-hmm. So they go there and they are like, you know, hello, please, I have a Gmail and I want to open. Somebody has sent me a PDF. I want to print. So they give the password to those secretaries at the, you know, cafe site. Then they also open, and along life, you realize that they leave the password, they leave the pages unclosed. So a different person that comes to the computer, comes there and opens the thing, and you see that they will write, the computer will say, last page unclosed, you want to restore. If you restore, you realize that the person's email account, everything is there. Yes. So here, what I'm saying is that, look, those who go to the cafe site,
yeah.
Or those who go to, you know, this printing, they go there to print their documents and stuff, they give their details and whatever. They should make sure that before they leave, they close all their pages, especially they should go to, you know, there is this section, they say delete content, something like that.
Yeah.
There is a page that they say delete last page or delete content. So you delete everything that you have done, including your password and stuff. Before you go out, if not, if the next person comes in, all your passwords and details, the person can pick it.
All right. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. We have another caller. Hi, good evening, MFA.
Good evening, Adobia.
Hi. Why are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Adenta. I need help.
Okay. Please go ahead.
I created a Facebook account long ago. I forgot about it. Now I have one which I'm active on. Just listening to you, I went back to search for that and it's active, my profile, everything. But I don't even know how to log on into that account and delete it.
Okay.
All right. So
we'll assist you with that.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
All right.
I am sure for MFA, right, your previous account, usually when you forget your password, there are processes
MFA, that please stay tuned. We'll give you a response to that. We have another caller. Hi, Daniel. Good evening.
Yeah, good evening. Yes.
Why are you calling us from?
Currently from Roman Ridge.
Okay. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so the guy was talking about we have issue, we should report to the cyber. I don't know whether in this country we are serious with such issues. Because sometimes you be there on your Facebook, you see somebody using a minister chatting with you, telling you that there's a job here and there. And in this case, if you report, I don't know, the police, they will not take you serious. So if we want to keep this thing, the security should be serious with that is when it is reported, okay? Because sometimes when you have a video report, they will not mind you. Recently, my phone was even missing. They stole my phone. I went to the police station to report. The policeman told me, I don't have money. So I think I'm not police station. They don't I don't have money. So what? You can't, and I told the policeman, how much are you charging? Because I have money on the phone. And if you help me, you can trace the person.
Thank you.
He didn't mind me, and I have to leave.
Yeah,
and
thank you so much for sharing that with us.
I call and they block the line.
Thank you. I think that
So Pepe, Pepe, just to okay, there's another
okay,
one.
Okay, we have another caller. Yeah. Looks like, all right. Hi, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. My name is Greg.
Greg, okay. Where are you calling us from?
From Teshi.
Could you please turn down the volume on your radio set?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I don't know what I want to put across. Okay, I've been. Yes.
We are struggling to hear you, Greg. If you can position yourself well.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear us? Okay. I think we lost Greg. We can tackle the
MFR, right?
We can start with MFR.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So before the next caller comes in. So for MFR listening now, right, and other people who have lost their account, they are unable to access it. Please, there are other ways to get it. You do forgot password. They would give you options. Perhaps maybe you have a recovery email where they will send you some information on that recovery email to recover your account. Or there's a recovery number in there. If those two fail, they'll ask you other questions around your account. You might have pictures come up and they'll tell you that choose what's the name of this person. Do you know this person? You know, there are several ways that these platforms use to really confirm that it is you that is requesting to have access to the account. And once you do that, you'll be able to log in and then either you delete it totally or you decide to use it again. All right.
And go ahead and deactivate it. All right. I believe that with what the great Akono also shared with us is very important, and we just have to touch on it, the fact that you can go wanting to print an item. If you open your email, any of your social media handles, anywhere that is not your personal device, be sure to log out after you have done that. Once you open any of your social media accounts anywhere, be sure to log out after you have done that. You have to do that. And there's a need for us to also, for our Facebook account, if it's not being attended to, we have to check per what we are speaking about right now, so that at least at any point in time, you don't have any information anywhere that you are not sure of what's happening. We would like to take the quick tech fixes. This is very important because we'll be sharing with you some of the applications that you can use based on the discussions that we have had for this multi-factor authentication. So stay tuned. Let's listen to the quick tech fixes.
Hi everyone, my name is Michelle Ajakun and I bring you some tech quick fixes and tips right here on Joy Geek Squad. Looking to boost your online security? Using an authentication app is a great way to add an extra layer of protection to your accounts. Here are some of the best authentication apps to keep your data safe. One is the Google Authenticator, a simple, reliable option that generates time-based codes for two-factor authentication. Two is the Microsoft Authenticator. Works seamlessly with Microsoft accounts and also supports two-factor authentication for many other services. Three, Authy, offers cloud backup and multi-device sync, making it easier to recover your codes if you switch phones. Four is Duo Mobile, a popular choice for businesses. It provides two-factor authentication and additional security features for individual users too. Five is 1Password. Not just a password manager, 1Password also generates one-time codes for two-factor authentication, combining convenience with security. Each of these apps helps ensure your accounts are better protected from unauthorized access. Why not try one today?
Welcome back. This is Geek Squad with your girl Adobia Brichum. We've been having a conversation on how you can navigate your privacy settings, and it's been a very interesting evening. In fact, looking at the things that we're supposed to discuss and how people are even reaching out asking their questions, we feel there's a need to have a part two of this, and so hopefully we can have our guests back. But before we go off tonight, we'd like to share some things about what our guests do and then their final words. So I'll start first with you, Emmanuel.
Okay. Well, is it training? a small company by the side doing some mobile apps and IT solutions at the Accra Digital Center called Gate Plus. Yes, and if you want to reach out to us, the number is 050-99-69915. 050-99-69915. Thank you.
All right. We'll come back to you with the final words. Eric.
Okay. So I work with E-Crime Bureau. E-Crime Bureau is a limited liability company. In fact, we are tier one cybersecurity service providers. So, in fact, we do training on cybersecurity, we do digital forensics, we do managed service, and, you know, the host of services. But three key things. We are able to support organizations in terms of management when it comes to their cybersecurity infrastructure. We are able to, you know, help them in implementation of solutions. So organizations that are listening now, if you want to implement some cybersecurity solution, we are able to do that. SOC services, we are able to put scanners in your system for another means vulnerability assessment, right? And we also build capacity of organization. So capacity, technical capacity, and even end user capacity building, we do that for a lot of organizations.
Okay, so if anyone would like to reach
so if you want to reach out to us, you can call us on 020-713-1646. Again, 020-713-1646. When you call us, you get to us.
Under 30 yeah. seconds, your final words. Next week, we are likely to do a part two of this, but your final words, what are you going to leave people with tonight?
So, like, let me use Boroima's word, right? Mm-hmm. Privacy, your personal privacy, that concept should be transferred to digital privacy. Whatever you don't want people to see about you, you should have that control to be able to, you know, prevent people from seeing you. Right, thank you.
Okay, Emmanuel.
All right, all your social media accounts created by you are owned by you. So if you don't want to use them, discard them by yourself.
Discard them by yourself. This has been your girl, Adobia Bridgium on Geek Squad. Thank you so much, Emmanuel Dadasu and Eric Kweku Mensah. And a very big thank you to my producer, Prince Safo. And also a big thank you to the technical team for supporting us. God willing, next week we would be back, hopefully with a part two of this, because we want to allow you to engage us. If you have any questions or anything, you can come through with that next week. Up next is news by Michael Ashali, and then afterwards, Overdrive. Stay tuned.